Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 5th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in Jen McNelly, Natural Resource Groundwater Educator with UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to talking with Jen. And been looking forward to this all week long. We've got our great friends from the Historic Point Boston today. We'll let you guys introduce yourselves. Tom Bremer is here with us. Tom, thanks for being here.
Cool. Glad to be here.
And Larry Knutson's with us. Larry, good to see you.
Good morning. Beautiful morning out
there. It is a really beautiful morning, isn't it? We'll take this. I saw that blue sky right away this morning. I'm like, you stay there. You stay right there, blue sky. We want to keep you out there. We're here today to talk about Heritage Holly Day at Historic Point Boston. It is coming up this Saturday, December 7th. Guys, how long has this event been going on, this one in particular? Tom, do you remember how long this one?
It's got to be 25 years
at least,
or more.
Right?
At least, yeah.
From what I could see, that was the best I could say. It's been a long time going on, and there's a reason that it's such a wonderful, popular event. It certainly, it's attached, I would say, to the Nakusa Hometown Christmas.
Yes,
that's part of the fun of it. It's also one of those events that's just another great, unique event at the Historic Point Boss that keeps history alive over there. Where do we begin with this event? Larry, for you, you want to talk about your place in the event?
Well, we have something out there that we've started, and it's kind of a fun thing, I think, for the kids and stuff, is that if you look back in history, Santa had his sleigh, and he works really hard over Christmas Eve. And so when Christmas Eve is over, his reindeer are kind of tired out. And so he lets them loose, and he lets them range, and so they can find the best feed and grain. And come winter the next season, he has to get them back. And they kind of are all over the world, free-ranging out there, if you will. And so what we do in the 1800s, they would have sleigh bells. And those sleigh bells, when they would put them on the horses, that was a sign for the reindeer to return to Santa. So that's what we have out there. We have sleigh bells for the children to ring to help us get those reindeer back to Santa for Christmas Eve.
I love that. That's an awesome idea. And it's such a great example, you guys, of the fun you have over there. You know, you're teaching history. You're sharing some of that. And these kids, their brains, they soak that up.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always unique and fun for them. And I think it makes the holidays and things like that, when they see sleigh bells, they mean even more, having the history behind that stuff. But it's just a lot of fun, too. It's a great idea.
We like to keep the kids entertained, and it helps the parents as well.
Yes, definitely.
We had a comment in the past that some people were somewhat disappointed in our decorations. Well, if you go back in the Wakely era, 1800s, they didn't have the flamboyant decorations necessarily like we have today.
Yeah.
But we took that to heart, and one of our members is out there, and his Friday is going to. She helped last year too. We've improved our decorations a lot out there. So,
I appreciate
and enjoy the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, and we appreciate as a community, you guys hearing the community and listening and adapting to that. I certainly, just speaking for myself, I will say to any community members that have feedback like that, you know, you can also help and be a part of things at the Historic Point Boss. They're always looking for volunteers and looking for people. So maybe put your money where your mouth is and get out there and help out a little bit too, because I think that would be a great idea.
Always looking for volunteers.
Yeah. And when it comes to this event, there are going to be historic crafts, demonstrations. A scavenger hunt, Tom. There's a lot of fun things that part of this event.
Mm-hmm. There's something, each venue has got something a little bit different. It's all tied to Christmas, of course. And when you talk about old-fashioned Christmas, how many times have we said that, or you hear in the ads, this old, we do old-fashioned Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do old-fashioned Christmas.
When it comes to the crafts, tell us about that spot.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Talk to Larry.
Larry, okay. I apologize, Tom.
We try and come up with ideas that that are somewhat period for the time.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, back then it was a spirit of Christmas, and you didn't get your kids 20, 30 gifts like a lot of people do today, and stuff. You're lucky if you got one gift or whatever. But a lot of it was just entertainment and good food and stuff. And we have good food out there that we'll be cooking. I'm going to have apple cider in the bunkhouse for people to warm up a little bit. But it's some crafts for the kids. They get to decorate the tree and the school, and there is going to be a scavenger hunt this year, and then of course they get a little prize, not a great big prize,
but sure,
but if they complete the scavenger hunt.
Is that the passport sort of thing that they've done before?
We have one of our members, Linda. We come up with a scavenger hunt, and there's going to be things planted around Point Boss,
and as they walk
around Point Boss, they have to they have to look for these items and mark them off, and if they complete the
That's really cool.
Isn't that a fun idea? That's great.
Geocaching in history.
Yeah.
There you
go. That's a great way to put it, Tom. Yeah, yeah. I'm a sucker for scavenger hunts in general, but something like this is such a, again, a great way of teaching while also having fun. It's a great way for the kids to explore the area, get to know it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And certainly when it comes to these family events, it is not lost, I think, on most out there that this is a great opportunity for adults to show kids how important our history is to us. When they see adults taking part in these situations or volunteering or any of the above with the Historic Point Boss, they are more inclined to do it when they become adults and be a part of things and keep this history alive and going. There's other great stuff involved with the event going on this Saturday, Tom. What else you want to touch on here?
Well, now, for instance, in the cabin, we'll be there the whole time. And I want to get hazelnuts because, you know, they always talk about chestnuts roasting on the open fire.
Yeah.
Chestnuts don't grow around here.
Yeah, that's right.
But hazelnuts do. And last couple of years, I've had a little trouble finding them, but I've got a lead. So when we leave here, that's where I'm going to check out.
Right up.
So the idea is that we can roast some hazelnuts, and you can crack them and eat them still warm. And then if everything goes just right, we're going to be doing corn fritters, little bite-sized corn fritter thing. I'm working on that too. It's still a work in progress, but this is only Thursday. I got lots of time.
Thursday and
Friday. You know what the heck? Don't rush it. But we're gonna do that sort of stuff in the cabin at least, because we don't decorate hardly at all, because you got 2, 3, 5 old bachelors living in a cabin way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
No, they celebrated certainly, but didn't decorate. So we're going to have a little extra to eat, and the apple cider Larry's doing was made right on the site in the fall.
Which, you're not going to have many apple ciders that are going to taste like that, by the way, everybody. As there's good, and then there's that it's just a different level.
And
it's a different level.
They froze it, of course, because it's the only way to hold it that long. But it's really good, and it's made right there.
I don't know if I've talked about this much with you guys. I know Mike and I have from time to time, but I guess it's never bad to remind our audience and remind people that are attending these events and everything. Historical accuracy is something the Historic Point Boss really works for. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason why there's not a big electronic Santa out there, greeting you in these things or some of the other things that you might come across. It's a great opportunity, I think, not only to... You know, we hear this all the time, the real spirit of Christmas and getting back to the real spirit of Christmas in some of those. And one of the first things I think of is this event, because it is truly a getting back to the roots of what Christmas is about and the spirit of it and everything. Both of you have touched on this already a little bit in the conversation. It really does get you back to the spirit of the time.
Yeah. There are elderly people such as us.
Yes.
That have experienced some of this stuff. We didn't, some people back there didn't have electricity in their youth and families like that. And this is an opportunity for them to come back and kind of reminisce a little bit, maybe for some of those elderly people, and to show their kids, this is what we had.
Yep.
You know, you didn't have the big grandiose Christmas like they have today and in the shopping malls and things like this, but this was what was important to us back then. It's a time for them to reflect a little bit too. So.
And if I can, one thing that I'm always looking for, and I think a lot of people are in our society, is more opportunities to create empathy. And while I did not grow up in this era of things, I can relate to a lot of this. I had many Christmases where our heat was not on. I had I had more Christmases than I can count where I didn't get a gift, or my brother and sister didn't get a gift or anything like that. We grew up poor, and we didn't have a lot of these things. My mom, my Jewish mother, loves Christmas more than anybody I've ever known in my life. So we always had some decorations wonderful, up and everything, yeah, you know, but that's what we were all about was, she knew that we didn't have a lot. So yeah, she'd make some extra cookies that year or something like that. She would do certain things. Growing up, I never noticed that we didn't have certain stuff. Mm-hmm. All I could focus on and think about was what we had. You don't know what you don't have if you didn't have it.
Right. And, but you know you got family.
Yes, yes. And that, again, gets back to the spirit of this. When you come to this event with your family, you're experiencing that. You don't have a lot of the... And nothing against the hoopla of Christmas. A lot of it's fun and everything. But it's nice to kind of get back to these things, and a great opportunity to remind kids not only of the trailblazers and the people that paved the way for us to get here so we can have these fun Christmases and all these cool things, but also to get back to, again, what this is all about.
Yeah.
And really giving and community and so many other things.
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed one of the times, I don't remember what year, but as it gets darker in the afternoon, we're open till 4, so it's starting to, we're only half an hour, actually less than a half an hour from sunset. You walk up to that house, it had snowed, all the windows, just candlelight, so that, the, you know, the Currier and Ives look of the house.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, ain't this cool, you know? Mm-hmm. Or even the cabin inside where it's just candlelight and it's kind of dark in there by then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's just candlelight. But it's so neat that the pictures you see, and it's live.
The pictures are great, but it doesn't, you got to see it in person.
Yep.
You've got to experience these things because so much of it, there's no real way to word them. You just got to experience and see it. We're speaking with Larry and Tom from the Historic Point Boss about the Heritage Holidays that is coming up Saturday, December 7th from noon to 4. I noticed that there's going to be some demonstrations going on there as well. What kind of demonstrations are going to be happening?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure, but like I say, in the schoolhouse, they'll have decorating the tree and talking about the school and things like that. In the house, they're going to be making some food in there, so they'd be demonstrating the use of the wood stove and things like that.
I'm sure that's something in the blacksmith shop that
the blacksmith guys are
going to be working.
Absolutely.
Something anyway.
Blacksmith in there will be doing blacksmithing and talking about that.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't be doing something in the carpenter shop.
Mm-hmm. The three bay shed.
You can imagine the demonstrations are going to certainly have to do with the holiday and it's one of the more fun parts of the these events too is
we are a living history museum, so we're a hands-on museum. The only place that's roped off is a blacksmith for safety purposes and stuff like that. But as far as you go and you see a chair, you sit down in a chair in the woodworking shop. It's a hands-on. You can actually use the woodworking tools in there. We have a gentleman in there that can guide you through the use of the hand tools and things like that. It's a type of museum where you can actually do things, not just sit and look.
It's such a great point to bring up, Larry. I don't think I mentioned that nearly enough. It's one of the more unique experiences you can have, and especially with a museum where we're all used to a museum, that's the last thing you could do is breathe on anything, let alone touch it. Where here, you're encouraged to do that.
Yep.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Most everything that we have there is a reproduction, a faithful reproduction of... So we don't have to worry that great-great-grandma's chair is going to break because it was, you know, it was made to look like great-great-grandma's chair, but it's still in good shape.
One other thing I like to promote, too, is that our trails that we have out there, we have a good amount of trails that you can walk. It's supposed to be like 39 degrees on Saturday, so it'd be a beautiful day if you want. Come see our site and enjoy the site, but then if you want to just take a nice walk down our trails and see what they have, they're open to the public all the time. We do plan on having a snowshoe event this year. so you can come look at our trails and see what where we'll be having mm-hmm. our snowshoe event and things like that as well.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Larry. It's something that there is no bad time of year to be able to check that out, but we do want to thank Mother Nature for the weather that we're looking like we're getting on mm-hmm. Saturday, because, yeah. boy, Saturday is going to be a really good day to get out yep. there and check that out. And something to keep in mind year-round, especially with the events that are going on year-round. Larry, you mentioned the snowshoeing before that. Saturday, this January 25th, there will be the Ice Harvest event, one of our favorite events that you guys do. This will be going on from 10 to 1 over at NEPCO Lake. That's a big right, one.
Yep.
Be sure to mark your calendars for that, everybody. And we'll talk more about it as we get closer to these events. And the Pinery Road snowshoeing, Saturday, February 1st. That'll go from 11 to 4. And then at 8:30 again. So this is going to be one of those ones that's broken up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as we get closer to the event, we'll talk more about it. But I do like to remind people of that all these events are coming up. You know, mark them on your calendars, make plans to attend these events. And, of course, support local. And, mm-hmm. and as we're talking to the guys and we're talking about this event, if you've noticed, I've kind of spread this out throughout the interview, that we are always looking for more volunteers and more people over there at the Historic Point Boss to help keep history alive over there. Mm-hmm. If you are encouraged, if you would like to find out more, I encourage you to go to historicpointboss.com to find that out, and certainly follow them on social media as well. Guys, was there anything else about the event that you wanted to make sure to talk about?
Just come on out and have a great time.
Yeah.
The weather, like I say, the weather is supposed to be nice. It'd be a wonderful day. We have heat in the house and heat in the bunkhouse and heat in the cabin,
yep.
so you can come in and warm up a little bit if you do get a little bit chilly, and enjoy the day out there.
And while this is not our biggest event of the year, that's actually better, because you get a chance to interact with the people that are there, look at something that gets to be, if there's a ton of people around, well,
where
this way you can, ooh, what's this, mm-hmm. you know, or how do you do that, or you can interact with the people that yeah. work there, and we learn from the public
mm-hmm.
every now and then, like oh, every
absolutely.
Time. you somebody will come in and say, well, this is how you use that tool, or did you ever try doing it this way? And it's like, ooh, I'm going to try that.
That's a great point, Tom. Thank you for bringing that up, because not only is that a fun part of this, but something we encourage the community about. And certainly part of the fun of this event is the interacting with it and interacting with all of you guys and the team over there. I greatly appreciate you two and all the volunteers and everybody that work over there at the Historic Point Boss. Appreciate the work that they are doing in helping keep history alive. Let's help them do that and have a great time this Saturday at Heritage Holidays, part of Nakusa's Hometown Christmas. This will be going on from noon to 4. They got historic crafts, demonstrations, a scavenger hunt that's going on. And keep in mind that the Historic Point Boss, in its pretty much its whole existence, has worked to keep their prices the way they are for the community. Because while there is plenty of prices rising and all these things and stuff, that $3 for adults, $1 for students. I could have taped this 7 years ago and just kept replaying it every year, because you guys just keep the same prices. A big tip of the hat to you for that.
And members come in free.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one or so event. I think there's only one event.
Two
events that we don't, that where members don't get in free, and those are because there's a lot of our expense involved. But if you join Historic Point Boss, and family membership is 25 yet?
I believe so.
So when you come, if you come with a family, if you come to two events, the third one is literally free, and then all the rest of them are free. So, it's like, what the heck? You come and say, hey, I'm a member, show them your card, and you walk in, and you've already, you're a member, you're part of.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up and leading me into that, Tom. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you set me up perfectly right there. Because single membership is $20 annually with free admission for one person to the events, as Tom was mentioning. Family membership is just
$30.
You can even get a lifetime membership or lifetime couple memberships as well. When you're doing that, not only are you covering your bases, so you got these events covered all year long, you can just show up and let everybody know, hey, I'm a member, but you are also knowing knowing that not only are you buying local and supporting local, which is something we love to talk about around here, but you are helping keep history alive. I cannot stress that enough and how important that is and how unique and wonderful our Central Wisconsin history is and how cool it is to be able to have something like this. Not every community has a historic Point Boss. Not every community has something like this. Let's keep it around. They have our back. Let's have their back and enjoy this wonderful event. Heritage Holidays coming up this Saturday, 12 to 4, over at the Historic Point Boss. Find out more at historicpointboss.com and be sure to follow them on social media. Larry, Tom, have a great time with the event. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
Hope to see you down there, guys.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for the
Thank
time.
You.
Thank you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.